What you watch depends on what kind of mood you're in. Sometimes you're craving comedies like Friends or South Park, and sometimes you're more into dramas like HBO's Succession and House of the Dragon. There's also cooking shows like Chopped and Beat Bobby Flay, and even movies like The Lord of the Rings and Shazam! Fury of the Gods. Well, Max is the streaming destination that has the best of entertainment for whatever mood you're in anytime. And plans start at as little as $9.99 a month. Max, the one to watch. Subscription required. Visit max.com.
T-Mobile's network can help keep you connected to all your favorite podcasts when you're out and about. Whether you're an early bird looking to dive into a daily news podcast or a night owl who wants to catch up on the latest reality TV drama, T-Mobile will keep you connected on their strong and reliable network. T-Mobile covers more highway miles with 5G than anyone. So if you need great coverage, especially when you're on the go, check out T-Mobile. Find out more at T-Mobile.com/CY. That's SEEWHY.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia, and I'm happy to be here. Thank you to super producer and host Dave Shepard. He's coming to you live from New York City. And we're glad that you're here. We got people listening in and locked in all over North America. Thank you, thank you, thank you very much. Whether you're locked in on the free Odyssey app, whether you're tuned in on your local CBS Sports Radio affiliate, you could be listening right now on Sirius XM channel 158, or you could be locked in on the smart speaker. We appreciate you. There is no show without you. The moment you've been waiting for. We're going to talk about this PGA Tour and LIV Golf thing. And believe me, you don't have to like golf to understand this story. What I'm about to tell you in a few seconds, a few minutes, this is like something out of a movie. This is like some real gangster stuff out here. This is wild. I'm going to tell you about it in a minute, and then we'll talk to an expert in the golf world, our good buddy, author, and columnist, writer, everything golf expert, Michael Williams is going to join us in about 20 minutes to break down what has taken place here. We opened up the show talking about Jacob deGrom. He is out. It seems like after years of forearm tightness and elbow strains and shoulder blade injuries, Jacob deGrom is now going to have Tommy John surgery, the second in his career. And after only six starts with the Texas Rangers, after they gave him $185 million, his arm finally gives out. And it was pretty sad. I don't want to cry. I'm not a crier. Jacob deGrom cried today with this announcement. I want you to hear part of it. Not all of it, because I don't want you to cry too. Listen to this.
You know, I went through this before, and you know, I know what it takes to get back. So that's the goal. Go out there, you know, rehab as the best I can and be around to help, you know, any way I can. You know, we got a special group here. And...
sucks. Oh no. Give him his money. Wipe his tears.
And to not be able to be out there and, you know, help him win, that it stinks.
Okay,
so this is
right,
what
no,
we
no,
love
no
to
more.
Do.
I'm going to cry. I'm going to cry no more. Okay, thank you. No more. I'm going to cry too. Hey, if you think I'm being insensitive, hey, go ahead and hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. I was not insensitive. I gave a full breath of everything that's taken place. I understand this man is getting this money. This is all he's ever done with his life. And now he has to deal with it, that he's getting free money and he can't earn it. And that does have to take a hit. What else has he done in his life? Now he has to rehab. He's 35 years old. All the best to Jacob deGrom, one of the best pitchers that I've ever seen throw a ball in my life. Unfortunately, it has not been frequently enough. That's despite having two Cy Young Awards. We talked about Frank Vogel and Adrian Griffin being announced respectively as the new coaches of the Phoenix Suns and the Milwaukee Bucks. Tyler Hero, there is no clarity as to whether or not he's going to play at any point here in the NBA Finals. Head coach Eric Spoelstra is just like, hey, I don't predict the future. I'm not Nostradamus. I'm not Miss Cleo. I'm not a fortune teller. He's not cleared. Leave me the hell alone. And now let's get to the good stuff. And we got so much more to do later on in the show. Ron Rivera on Sam Howell, Derrick Henry on Trade Talk. But this is the news that came down the pipe earlier today where you just had to go, damn. The PGA Tour and LIV Golf announced a merger. It makes no sense. Because if you recall, for the better part now of about 2 years, and if you're not, how can I explain this? The PGA Tour has existed. LIV Golf is a new tour. It's financed by Saudi Arabia, okay? And what did they do? They said, hey, we got oil money. We just throw money at everything. Yeah, get some F1 teams. I got a soccer team. And we've heard the commentaries about sports washing, plenty of atrocities afforded and attributed to Saudi Arabia. And here we are. Now they're getting into sports because it sounds nice. It might be a little bit of a distraction. And so they want to get involved in golf. And so what did they do? They started to pick off golfers. Hey, Phil Mickelson, let's give you $200 million. And Phil Mickelson goes, man, I don't want to take their blood money, but I will. And we've seen the same thing. Brooks Koepka, Bryson DeChambeau. We got guys like Rory McIlroy, who's still a part of the PGA, who says, hey, everything going on with the LIV Golf is despicable. If you don't give a damn about golf, think about it this way. Imagine if Saudi Arabia woke up and said, we want to build our own NBA in America. We want to have our own version of basketball in the United States of America. And imagine if they started saying, hey, LeBron, here's $1 billion a year. Hey, Steph Curry, here's $2 billion a year, Steph Curry. Imagine if they started throwing around money and NBA players just said, man, I ain't playing in the NBA. I'm going to go take that money. This is basically what has happened here with LIV Golf and the PGA. The PGA is legacy. It's historical. It's about history. And then you have an upstart here that doesn't have distribution. They don't have a TV deal. They don't have history. All they have is a lot of money and a bad reputation. And so we saw the players getting beat up for taking the cash, for taking the money, for going quote-unquote over to the dark side. And all we heard for a long time was the PGA, they weren't going to go for it. Hey, you want to play for LIV? You won't come play over here no more. You want to play for LIV? You can't participate with us. You want to play for LIV? Kiss your ass goodbye. Take the money and get gone. And so we've seen a lot of lawsuits back and forth. We've seen a lot of beef. We've seen lines drawn in the sand. And then you wake up this morning and it's just, oh, they're merging. And the announcement of the merger took everybody by surprise. And when I say everybody, I mean even the golfers. The golfers on both the PGA side and the LIV Golf side did not even know that a deal was brokered. And even now, the details we do not know except this. The PGA is the controlling partner. So what does that mean? That means that this investment fund that for whatever reason, it's always worded very carefully, that they're putting up the money. That they're putting up the money, they're infusing the money. Is it prize money? Is it sponsors? Well, pretty much it's just money. And the announcement that came out via the PGA Tour on Twitter was hilarious this morning. I mean, utterly hilarious. It is hypocritical and ambiguous to no end. Listen to this. the PGA Tour, the DP World Tour, it's Europe, and PIF announced landmark agreement to unify men's professional golf. Now, if that's not the most just simple statement ever, the PIF, I actually tweeted this. The PIF, is that what we're calling it? It is the Saudi Public Investment Fund. And I said, hey, don't run from it. If you're the PGA and all of a sudden now you're getting in bed with these people who you just said were evil and mean and dirty, and now you're taking the money, call them what they're called, the Saudi Public Investment Fund. We coming up with acronyms, the PIF. Like this is the NBA, this is the MLB, no, the PIF, the Saudi Public Investment Fund. And it's quite ironic. It's not even just ironic, it's hypocritical. And what else is new? Because everything is always about the money, right? This is the same PGA led by Commissioner Jay Monahan who sat down on CBS last year. He sat on CBS last year and he basically said, how can any of our former golfers go over and play for LIV Golf? And he brought up a damning point. Listen to this.
I think you'd have to be living under a rock to not know that there are significant implications. And as it relates to the families of 9/11, I have two families that are close to me that lost loved ones. And so my heart goes out to them. And I would ask, you know, any player that has left or any player that would ever consider leaving, have you ever had to apologize for being a member of the PGA Tour?
Did you hear that, man? Did you hear him? He evoked 9/11. And it's been said for a long, long time that there's been mounting evidence that supports the fact that Saudi Arabia helped finance 9/11. That's what's been said for years. For years. It's not also a coincidence, regardless of what you think and or believe, that's for you to figure out, that you heard it out of Phil Mickelson's own mouth, that before he signed a deal with LIV Golf, that he said, man, I wish we could do this with the PGA. I'm over here getting ready to take the money from these bad guys. Like, these are bad dudes over here. These are some bad you-know-whats. He put an expletive there, and then he took the money anyway. And so is the PGA any better or any worse than Phil Mickelson? The answer is no. They went and got the money. The same Jay Monahan, the commissioner for the PGA, who last year evoked 9/11 as to one of the reasons that maybe you shouldn't get in bed with LIV Golf, he said something different today. He basically changed his tune. Listen to this.
Listen, I think that as time went on, and you know, you've heard me say a couple times, circumstances change. You know what changed? You know, I looked at where we were at that point in time, and it was the right point in time to have a conversation. And we weren't, you know, Michael, going back to the origin of LIV. You know, they needed to go down their path, and we were going to go down ours. We've done everything we can within our control to improve and grow the PGA Tour. And, you know, they've launched LIV. They've proceeded with LIV. They've made progress with LIV. But ultimately, it was looking at the broader picture and saying that I don't think it's right or sustainable to have this tension in our sport and to be able to organize and orient this in a way where, again, we're in a control position. We have an investor, a great and world-class investor. And I recognize everything that, you know, that I've said in the past and in my prior positions. I recognize that people are going to call me a hypocrite. And anytime I've said anything, I said it with the information I had at that moment. And I said it based on someone that's trying to compete for the PGA Tour and our players.
Man, what a sucker. He's a sucker. I can't call him. I've heard people call him worse. I'm not gonna. That's not even a hypocrite. Jay Monahan makes about $8 million a year as the commissioner for the PGA. And what he just did is the same thing that Phil Mickelson did. He said, I can get in bed and make more money with Saudi Arabia. I like how he said, now we have an investor. Who's the investor? Saudi Arabia. Say it. Don't be afraid to say it. Don't call yourself out halfway and say, oh, people are going to call me a hypocrite. Why? Because last year you were talking about 9/11. You talked about how, how could our golfers go over to live golf knowing the effects and what has taken place, and how could they dare take that money? Well, man, you just took it. And it's been reported that the PGA golfers want him to quit. They want him to resign. Nobody knew about this deal. And I can pretty much believe the only folks who knew about it were maybe two or three folks from the PGA, the folks from Saudi Arabia, and one or two lawyers. That's it. Because the players had a meeting and they met with him, and now they want him gone. Could you imagine having a deal made and you don't even know? Can you imagine being Rory McIlroy and standing up against LIV Golf to know that the place that you've been defending just chopped you out at the knees and said, screw you, we getting in bed with them. What you going to do? And Tiger Woods has talked against LIV Golf. He's like, man, I ain't doing nothing with no LIV Golf. This is what Tiger had to say less than a year ago.
As far as the second part of your question about the players who have chosen to go to LIV and to play on to play there, I disagree with it. I think that what they've done is they've turned their back on what has allowed them to get to this position. Some players have never got a chance to even experience it. They've gone right from the amateur ranks right into, that organization, and never really got a chance to play out here and what it feels like to play a tour schedule or to play in some big events. And who knows what's going to happen in the near future with world ranking points, the criteria for entering major championships. The governing body's going to have to figure that out.
Yeah, well, you don't got to worry about that anymore, Tiger, because LIV Golf is just about your daddy too, man. You don't got to worry about that no more. And you look silly. They all look silly. Because the PGA said, hey, well, screw y'all. We're going to go get the money too. Are you along for the ride or not? And the commissioner, Jay Monahan, during this announcement earlier today on CNBC, where the golfers found out on both the LIV and the PGA side, Jay Monahan had the nerve to sit on TV and said, hey, there's no more beef now. Now we family. Listen to this crap.
A lot of people have been reading about the tension, and that we've talked a lot. And I said previously that we were going down our path, they were going down theirs. And today, that tension goes away. The litigation is dropped. We're announcing to the world that on behalf of this game, we're coming together. And it's less about how people respond today, and it's all about how people respond in 10 years. And when they see the impact that we're having on this game together, there'll be a lot of smiles on people's faces, and there'll be a lot more people playing this game all over the world. And if you're a young player that wants to get to the highest level of the game today, you'll be more inspired than you've ever been before.
Oh, tell me that this isn't a movie. That this isn't one of the movies where the bad guy gets the good guy, and somebody sells their soul, somebody throws their hands up in the air and just goes, man, I just got to go over there. This is like watching Spawn for all of my Spawn fans. We're not going over there. We're not doing this. They're so bad. They're so evil. They got money, though. We're going to go over there. This is a movie. I'm not surprised. I'm not shocked. This is how the world goes. I'm very interested in how this soap opera continues to play out. Are we going to hear something from Rory McIlroy? Is Tiger Woods, who's basically rehabbing his body and forever his image, what is Tiger Woods going to say? The LIV golfers have certainly opened up their mouths, and they've kind of said very brief things. Oh, it's such a beautiful day. They're looking back at the PGA going, oh, we told you guys. Oh, we took the money. We're the bad guys for taking the money. Well, look at the whole organization. They just got in bed, too. Everything is always about the dollar bill. And the PGA, I guess, is no different. Hypocrisy? Yeah, hypocrisy there. I'd say a whole lot more gangsterism there as well. It's like something you'd see in a movie. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. I'm going to get to your calls, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. On the other side of the break, we're going to talk to golf expert Michael Williams. Don't move.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. I'm going to get to your calls in a bit, 855-212-4CBS. Right before we went to break, we talked about this merger between the PGA and LIV Golf. So many questions are not answered, seemingly coming out of the blue. You think about the initial response to LIV Golf from their commissioner, from the players, from the defectors to LIV, and there's been a lot of beef. And now PGA, particularly Commissioner Jay Monahan, he said, hey, I'm going to be looked upon as a hypocrite. And a lot of the players didn't even know that this merger is taking place. So to discuss this and to answer some of the questions and to really talk about it, it's time to talk to a golf expert. He is a golf contributor to The Landscape here at CBS Sports Radio and GolfWorks, WRX.com. It's my main man, Michael Williams. Michael, how are you?
I'm doing well, my friend. How are you?
I'm okay. Well, listen, this news came down the pipe, popped up on the screen for a lot of folks this morning. What were your initial thoughts when you saw the news?
Well, you know, like everybody else, I think, like, the story, the biggest surprise is the fact that it was a big surprise. You know, I'm sitting here in Virginia. I'm at the Omni Homestead for the celebrating the centennial of the Cascades course, where Sam Snead was the head pro here for years and years and years and decades. That wonderful place, one of the meccas of golf in this country. And I thought that the story was going to be on the ground playing golf here. And then this story comes in out of the blue. And I think that the biggest story is why there was so secret. Nobody knew about it. Nobody expected this to come. And then here it is. It comes out of nowhere. And, you know, as we get this announcement, as we get more information going, it's because it happened sort of in the late morning today. As we get into the evening, still we have more questions than answers. What is this thing? How did it happen? How was it kept so secret? Who was involved? Who made the decision? What actual decisions are being made? What is the name of this thing going to be? Who's actually in charge? Who's going to get paid? Who isn't going to get paid? It is really because of the shock of the news of it and the lack of information behind it, I think that it has made professional golf about as important as it has ever been without Tiger Woods being the lead name in the story. It's just an interesting thing.
Golf expert Michael Williams is joining us here, CBS Sports Radio, the JR Sport Brief Show. I think you're correct. I had mentioned the fact that you don't have to be a massive fan of golf to just even understand or keep up with the general storylines here. My question to you, if there is even an answer, we see that there are going to be, as of right now, separate schedules between LIV Golf and the PGA. How do you think this ultimately boils down into the future? Is there going to be a combined entity? I would assume you still keep the PGA. Nay, there's a lot of questions here. What are your thoughts? What do you think?
Well, I used to say when I was a little kid, I don't know. You know, it was like nobody really knows how this thing is going to pan out. We don't know. There have been some suggestions about how this how the tour schedule is going to work out. We don't know when this actually begins. We're assuming that the LIV Tour and the PGA Tour will play out their current schedules for the remainder of the 2023 season,
right,
and all this kicks into 2024. But we haven't been confirmed on that. We don't know what the schedule is going to be like. Jay Monahan, the commissioner of the PGA Tour, the current commissioner, has made reference to the fact that they want to explore the opportunities that are represented by the team golf concept of the LIV Tour. Okay, so what does that mean? When is that going to happen? Which events will be team-based? Does that happen in the fall? Who's forming the teams, by the way? This is a big deal because of who this partner is, okay? This is about Saudi Arabia. And as you know, Les, I'm a political reporter as well. And the fact that you have Saudi Arabia involved and all these things about sports washing that are involved and the Saudi regime and how it behaves on the global stage, and the fact that Jay Monahan a year ago was saying that what Saudi Arabia is everything. It's the most important thing, and that prevents us from partnering with them. And a year later, she's saying that what was once everything is nothing. Okay, it doesn't mean anything. Okay, that is a big deal. So why is it now nothing? Is it just because of the money? Is it because of the lawsuits? Is it because they thought they were going to lose? What actually is going on? We don't even know what the name of the tour is going to be. It's currently the PGA Tour. Is it going to be the PGA LIV Tour? Is it going to operate under some other name? What are the events going to be? We know nothing currently. What we do know is that there's a lot that has to be answered. And what's most surprising to me now is the more I learn about this, the more surprised I am that they went public with this with so much yet to be decided. Why would you do this when there's so many questions to be answered that still just they have no answers for?
Well, I certainly saw the reports from this afternoon, this evening, that obviously there are a lot of players who stuck their neck out for the PGA. The biggest names happen to be, obviously, Tiger Woods and Rory McIlroy. And you can go on down the line or go down the ranks. I don't want to say that they're standing there with egg on their face, but they look ridiculous for defending an organization that went, I could say, behind their back and just and slept with the enemy here. Go ahead.
There's a lot of players. Look, they had a players' meeting today, and Jay Monahan, after the meeting, said in the morning he was going on CNBC and talking about how this was a new day and a win for everybody. It was very sunny and Pollyanna and that sort of thing. And after the meeting with the players, he said that it was quote unquote heated. And when you get these guys, I mean, these are not very highly emotional people. And we're talking about professional golfers, okay? They generally keep it on the low side of boil. When these people get heated, you know that you've done something. And I think that what they are saying is, we put ourselves out there and got in line with you on principle. And we also turned down a lot of money as well. So what is this all about? And why couldn't we be involved with a situation of how you got to the point of getting to an agreement with these people? They are the ones who are actually powering this thing. They are the show. And interesting thing, you know, you have a NFL players union, a Major League Baseball players union, the most effective union in the history of unions, by the way. You don't have a professional golfers union, but you may after this. Watch this space.
Wow. Michael Williams joining us here, CBS Sports Radio golf expert. You know, we can go through scenarios, this is kind of my final question here, where things kind of blow away and get washed away. I am sure that we will, you know, we will see, I don't want to say protests, but we're going to hear about this domestically here in the United States of America. What ultimately happens? Golf isn't going anywhere. What do you think will happen in 5 years from now? Will this all be a blip and everyone is all on with the world? Or do you think that golf is going to take a hit? Jay Monahan says into the future, this is going to be in the best interest of everyone?
Well, best interest of everyone. We'll see, okay? Because you got a lot of sponsors out there who have to answer to current sponsors of the PGA Tour have to answer their shareholders how they're now sort of tied up with the Saudis, with the shareholders who somehow thought that they weren't going to be getting into bed with that whole thing. He's, in a way, Monahan is right. In 5 years, 10 years, nobody may really care. But here's the thing. Nobody really has convinced anybody to play golf besides Tiger Woods. You know, the guys on the LIV Tour make tons of money, maybe 10 times as much as the guys on the PGA Tour for about 50% of the work. But the thing is, nobody's watching, right? So if you have a business that depends on people watching, still the only thing that compels people, a lot of people to watch, besides people like me who care a lot about golf, is a guy like Tiger Woods. So this is a story for today because of the business thing and because of the intrigue of it, because of the duplicity of it. It's a people story. But once it returns to being a golf story, I think probably it'll be one of those things where, actually, who cares? Unless you get a charismatic golfer who compels people to watch. Right now, people are being compelled by the car crash of the humanness of this, the chase for money and the duplicity. But if it comes down to watching an interesting golfer, we still got to come up with one because Tiger's just about done.
Yeah, you're right. This is the biggest story. Michael, I appreciate you taking the time to join us. Where can people follow you and your amazing work?
You can hit me on Twitter at MichaelOnTV or Instagram at MichaelWilliamsTV. Call anytime. Operators are standing by.
Always a pleasure, Mike. Hopefully the next time we have a conversation, it's about something good going on in golf and not people are sleeping with the next-door neighbor's daughter, cousin, brother, mother, sister, uncle, aunt.
I'm flexible, but let's do it on the golf course.
I can dig it. A big shout-out to my main man, Michael Williams. Always a pleasure. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Listen, folks, the phone lines are open. It's 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Mike is accurate. He called this a car crash. That is exactly what this is. What happens next? Is this a blip? Or are we going to see protests? We have set this up to be a wild scenario as the PGA and LIV Golf are joining forces. I'm going to get to your calls right on the other side of the break. 855-212-4CBS.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
What's up, JR, man? I want to first by saying I love the show and thank you for keeping it so real on so many different topics.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Oh, the drama. And it's coming from golf. The hypocrisy, the backstabbing. The PGA and LIV they're merging. The PGA and LIV, financed by the Saudi Public Investment Fund. At one point, the PGA said, no sorry, we ain't messing with you, for lack of a better term. And now they're getting together. They're getting in bed. They're sleeping with the enemy, both sides. There's a lot to unpack here, and there are no answers. I think one thing that we all know, one thing that we can all agree on is that, everything comes down to money, comes down to the cash. That's it. Everything else is lip service. And from the PGA's perspective and their commissioner, Jay Monahan, it's been a lot of lip service. Thank you so much to golf expert Michael Williams for joining us in the last break. Now it's time to talk to you. It's 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. David is calling from Buffalo. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, JR, appreciate you taking my call tonight, man. I think to me that this thing, it just smelled bad from the beginning, the way Jay Monahan, has tried to, proclaim that, he was, on this moral high ground and he was in a different place than the LIV. the reality is, if you look at a lot of what the PGA Tour did after the LIV came along, they copied a lot of ideas that the LIV had. And to me, you know, these guys like Tiger and Rory and John Rahm and all these other players that stayed, you know, at the end of the day, I mean, they got nothing out of this. And, you know, I had heard a lot of rumors over the winter that and from some good sources that guys on the LIV Tour like Koepka, they were looking at trying to get back to the PGA Tour because, let's face it, man, the LIV was on CW. I mean, nobody watches the LIV. It's well, a shotgun.
Before that, it was on YouTube.
Yeah. There was no coverage of it at all. So the LIV was like watching a Kent State Bowling Green MAC college football game. It was a joke, man. It was the only thing on TV you'd watch. You might watch it, but it was too convoluted. And to me, I think the PGA Tour also saw that these LIV guys did really good in the Masters. That Koepka won the PGA up at Oak Hill, and they said, "Geez, you know, we gotta somehow work something out here." Because it's like, it's just not working out with them, and it's not working out with us, with those guys, you know, trying to still play in events that are connected to us. So it was a mess, and now I think it's even more of a mess because the average tour player found out when we found out today. So it sucks on all sides, and how they kept it so secretive is really puzzling.
Well, you put a couple of lawyers in a room with the key decision makers, and sometimes it's a little bit easier than it might sound. And David, I'm glad you brought up a point. I think there's another element here, and thank you so much, as always, for calling from Buffalo. There's nothing to say that this was not the strategy of the Saudi investment fund from the get-go. I mean, typically, if you start and launch a business, a nascent business, a brand-new business, if you have the money but you don't have the infrastructure, if you don't have the deals, if you don't have the distribution like the PGA does, sometimes you put up the money and say, well, maybe we can buy our way in. And that's exactly what happened, and they waited things out. They weren't going to make money out of the gate with LIV. They were not. It didn't appear to be so. And sure, ultimately, the well would run dry. But if you got the bigger piggy bank and you want the business, this could have been their strategy all along. 855-212-4CBS. Dwayne is calling from the Bay. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Dwayne?
Hey, what's going on, JR?
How are you?
You know me, man. I'm good on a bad day, good on a good day, man. What I really want to say about Jacob DeGrom first, yeah, that's a sad one, man, because, you know, that dude pitched in a time when they were still throwing 120-pitch complete games. You know, he was there when guys was out there. They stayed out there, and they tried to finish the game. It's a lot of wear and tear on your arm, that pitching, man. I know it. I played basketball at Sarah High School, Tom Brady School. So it's actually a baseball school. So I saw guys in high school with arm problems. It was already starting. So, you know, these guys sacrificed their health. He's a classic example of that. And, you know, he actually wanted to earn his money, but he can't. So you're right on point with that. I feel sorry for him, but I hope him and his family can just live peacefully and know that he did the best he could. He sacrificed his health basically for that, for his teams. As far as the golf thing, you know, lines are being blurred, man. You know, lines are being blurred every day. It's all about the money. You feel me? You got these with Detroit Lions – football players gambling, and they don't even know they did anything wrong. You know, so a lot of lines are being blurred, and there's going to be some circumstances, repercussions for that, just because that's life. That's the way God made life. So that's pretty much all I wanted to say, man. You was right about it, man. In the legendary words of the legendary Wu-Tang, you know, cream blew everything around me, dollar bill. That's all I wanted to say, JR, man. Have a good night, brother.
You as well. Thank you, Dwayne, for calling from the Bay. It's all about the cash. Don't matter where it comes from, who sends it. Is the money in? Is the check clearing? That's all people care about. 855-212-4CBS. Darius is here from Baltimore. Go ahead, Darius.
Hey, JR. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I'm just calling because I know Tiger is kicking himself. I know it was said that he was offered $1 billion to join the LIV Tour. Now he's on the LIV Tour for nothing. I mean, they put it to him in the back end anyway.
Well, we don't know the particulars to any of these deals. We don't. So I think as an overall, you could say that the organization that he plays for, well, he don't really play for nothing now. You got to stay healthy first. But being aligned with the PGA and knowing that they got in bed with something that he and they disavowed cannot be a pleasant feeling, not by any stretch of the imagination. That's why we heard of so many golfers upset. And I think they're well within their right to do so. John is calling from Florida. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. Go ahead, John.
Yeah, hey, my whole scenario on this is the PGA and the LIV, the hell with them. Let Rory, let Tiger, let the other players come on, start their own tournament, and the hell with the PGA.
Do you think that'll be the next step in possibility? Are you advocating that they do that, or do you think that's what will happen?
Well, I don't know if that's going to happen, but I certainly hope it does, because the PGA, they've dumped on all these people. So now they need to turn around and, you know, Tiger and Rory and everybody else, stick together. There's plenty of golf courses where they can play, make their own league, and start up a new one.
Okay. Well, thank you, John, for calling from Florida. Chris is here from Cali. You're on CBS Sports Radio. Quickly, Chris.
Would be the next step in possibility. Are you advocating?
That's not quick enough. Andy from Arkansas. Go ahead, Andy.
Hey, I'll make it quick. Thanks, JR. I wonder how ticked off China is. They didn't think of this thing with LIV Golf first. It is going to change everything. I don't want to talk too much. You've done so well with it. I do want to touch on Jake DeGrom in the last caller. Are you kidding me? He's got an arm injury. He's going to make $185 million. There are veterans that lost their knees and hips and ankles, men and women. They'll never make $185 million. This guy has hard feelings for Jake DeGrom because he was tearful. And he can't pitch? Come on. Let's get back on schedule. Thanks, JR. Love your show, man.
Well, thank you, Andy, for calling from Arkansas. And I really appreciate Andy for getting to the point. I'm going to get some more of your calls on the other side of the break. That's 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. And there's another superstar who might be taking money from Saudi Arabia. I'll explain. It doesn't just stop at golf on CBS Sports Radio.
Imagine you're looking at a balancing scale with everything you do for other people on one side and everything you do for yourself on the other side. If it isn't balanced, maybe it's time to spend a little more time on you. And therapy is a great place to start. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online who can help you find that balance and stick to it. Visit BetterHelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/positive.
You realize we spend a third of our life sleeping? I know, stuck in traffic was a good guess too, but now that you know you sleep so much, why aren't you sleeping on the most comfortable mattress arguably made in America? A brand new iComfort Eco by Serta. It's supportive and designed to keep you cool, comfortable, and feeling restored. Or check out Serta's perfect sleeper for pressure-relieving comfort and support while maintaining a balanced temperature. Serta mattresses made right here in Michigan, and they have been for over 110 years. Go to Serta.com. Find a retailer near you. That's Serta.com.
Your points are worth more than you think. This first-class flight to Tokyo, you can book it in your credit card portal for 1.4 million points. Yowzers. With PointMe, you could redeem just 120,000 points for that same flight. Now that's more like it. PointMe gets you 6 to 12 times the value for your points. Your credit card points are worth more than you think. PointMe. Better flights. Fewer points.
Get started today at point.me. That's point.me.